Okay, this is Don Campbell from 488 Telstar, Sudbury, Ontario. Former welder, foreman, supervisor, and teacher at INCO. Years ago, in 1968, approximately, and I think it was a summer night, I don't remember the exact month, my wife and I were going out to see her friend, Irene Andrews, solo drive a new Sudbury, and we went by the Notre Dame route, hung a right on LaSalle Boulevard, and just before we come to the Catholic Cemetery, it was a summer night, I remember, because it was about 9:30 and just getting dusk, and I looked up first out of the top part of my window, and I said, Alice, look at this. And here was a low-flying object. You could see it was a round circle with a pulsating light. And she looked up and she says, oh my God, she says, it is a saucer. So we're going along at the legal limit of then 30 miles an hour. And I picked up to 35, and I think the people in the front cars were all doing the same thing. It was so low that as it went over the Catholic cemetery, there used to be iron gates in there, and I thought it was going to either touch the iron gates or the two trees that were on either side of the gate. It looked like it was going to rub the top of them. It didn't. It knew its height. It continued on right in a straight line, just like it was attached to that street. So we kept going and going and going. And when I got to the Falconbridge Road, which is this corner where the lights are, it had turned red against me, but my wife was so excited, and so was I. I looked both ways. There was no cars coming. I hate to admit this, but I sneaked through that red light, looking both ways, continued past the concrete company, which is on the right-hand side. There's still storage out there. And we continued right on and right out past Isabella Street, where the Sears warehouse is, and other adjacent streets, all turning off to the right-hand side. Ladue Electric, which is no longer there, on the left-hand side. And when we got down the end of the street, I'm driving, I'm watching up, and my wife is watching up, but she's not watching. She says, follow that UFO. It went over the hill. But I says, I can't follow it any further. And she looked at me, she said, well, why? I said, because this checkerboard sign says, this is a dead end. This was the end of the street, you know, that's where we just came to the end, and it went over the hill and just disappeared, and again flying very low. And this was the one of the evenings where we were fortunate enough to see a UFO at about 40, 50 feet high, and maybe even lower at times, you know. This was low, and there was no doubt about it that it was circular in shape. The light on its bottom there that was flashing, you could see that it was a circular, and of course, windows open in the summer. No air conditioning in the car, just the summer air coming in. No flap flap, no helicopter noise. Definitely a. I talked to people the next day out there in the new Sudbury Shopping Center about this particular incident, and they said, oh, we were coming out on the road at the same time, and we were probably one of the ones in the row. We seen it too. You know how it, when you go for a coffee at 10 in the morning on a given day, and you're just mentioning, you see a buddy and that, and I'm always loud anyway, talking about it, and somebody perks up and says, oh yeah, I seen that too. I was there, and my wife was in the car, and so on. So I was not the only one looking up that night. And the traffic was brisk, you know. I'm sure there was at least 30 cars all moving in the same direction toward that. Some turning off at Woco then, and into the shopping center, and others continuing on like me. Whether they were keeping their eye and following it right to the end like I did, I'm not really sure, because when I got to the end of the road, I think I was the only car there staring at the checkerboard sign and the end of the line. But that was another good sighting, and my wife was with me that night. This is not the first time she's seen one, but she was quite excited. Follow that UFO.